I was just out and about. Thought I'd see if anybody wanted to play some round ball.
You're listening to the Bet Slippin' Podcast's Daily NBA Show, featuring Jeff Clark from USA Today Sportsbook Wire.
Happy Friday, Hoops Handicappers. It's the Sportsbook Wire's Bet Slippin' Podcast Daily NBA Show. I'm your host, Jeff Clark. I got six picks in Friday's NBA eight-game slate. I'm going to cover two of the primetime games. Hopefully, we can rebound after what's been just a terrible week for your host here. There's no nice way to put it. I've stunk it up. I went 1-2 on Thursday, went 0-3 on Tuesday. So I've only had two podcasts this week, but I'm 1-5 this week. I do have six plays. I'm not even trying to force feed it. I actually have broken down all six of these games, and I legitimately have a like in it. So I'll talk about those here in 1 second. All of our odds are provided by our sponsor, Tipico Sportsbook. Tipico Sportsbook is a global sports betting leader that's now live in New Jersey and Colorado. You can make your favorite sports more interesting with Tipico's fast and easy mobile sportsbook app. For a limited time, new users from this podcast will enjoy a special welcome bonus. You can get your bonus today at usatodaybet.com/podcast. That's usatodaybet.com/podcast. Terms and conditions do apply. You must be 21 or older, so please see their website for details. If you have a gambling problem, please call 1-800-GAMBLER for New Jersey and 1-800-522-4700. For Colorado. Okay. So again, I've sucked this week. I'm very sorry about that. Hopefully I can rebound to end the week, send us into the weekend on a winning note, and what's going to be just a complete shit storm and just like chaos of an NFL betting slate. That's for a different podcast. Actually, that's a podcast I recorded earlier this week. Check it out. It's still on the Bet Slippin' feed, of course, the NFL Week 15 slate breakdown. But again, today is the NBA podcast, or this is the NBA podcast, so let's keep it hoops here. The first game that I like is a 7 o'clock tip-off between the Miami Heat visiting the Orlando Magic. The Heat are 17-12. They're laying 6.5 points on the spread. The total is 207.5. Visiting again a 5-24 Orlando Magic team. I'm going to take the Magic plus 6.5 here. Miami did throttle Orlando 107-90 in their first meeting of the season back on October 25th. But the Heat could be missing their top four scorers from that game. Definitely going to be missing their top three. Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo and Markieff Morris are all sidelined. Tyler Hero is questionable. He's also, I was going to say he's probably a sixth man of the year front runner currently, but because of the injury situation with Miami, he ends up starting. I don't know if he's going to start too many games to yank him out of that sixth man of the year award category, but it's more just a fade here against Miami's lengthy injury report, whereas Orlando's mostly healthy. I mean, of course, they have their own injuries between Jonathan Isaac and Markel Fultz, but they haven't been there the whole year. So that's already like baked into the number. The current injuries that the Heat have, I don't think are being accurately accounted for in the number. So that's why I'm fading Orlando in the spot. Hopefully Tyler Hero doesn't play. I'll like it a little bit less if Tyler Hero plays. Also, just for, you know, just for transparency's sake, I suppose, Cole Anthony is probable to play. He's been upgraded from questionable. I guess he had a sprained right ankle, and Gary Harris and Mo Bamba are both questionable to play as well. So I guess monitor the injury report, wait until tip off before making a bet. And at this current situation, I would say it's more of a lean towards the Magic plus 6.5, but it's a heavy lean. So maybe put like 0.75 units on it come tip off time. The next game that I like here is the Denver Nuggets versus the Atlanta Hawks, which is a 7:30 Eastern Standard tip-off. The Hawks are laying 3.5 according to Tipico. The total is 223.5. I'm going with the home team, the Atlanta Hawks, minus 3.5. They run a lot of pick-and-roll action through both the roll man and the ball handler when Denver's pick-and-roll defense sucks. Like, that's always kind of been a weak spot for Nikola Jokic. He's getting a little bit better, but still not still not his strength, as evident by the poor defensive efficiency for Denver in the pick and roll, and both the roll man and the ball handler. Aaron Gordon also helps a little bit with that, but again, this is across the season for the team. Denver struggles in pick and roll, and Atlanta thrives in pick and roll, and it's something that they use a lot of and are highly efficient in with. So Denver likes to throw the ball into the post a lot as well, and Atlanta plays pretty good post defense. You got Nikola Jokic versus Clint Capela, Aaron Gordon versus John Collins. So it's Nikola Jokic could definitely get his points here. I'm less confident in Gordon getting his points, but Capela is definitely going to make him work, and is an above average, way above average defensive big. Also, it's a get right home spot for Atlanta. The Hawks have lost five straight in Atlanta. Several were revenge games. In fact, they lost the New York Knicks. They lost the Philadelphia 76ers. Both teams they eliminated in the playoffs last year. So losing five straight against quality competition. Let me pull up the other teams that they lost to here. They also lost to a Houston team that was running hot, but obviously they were 10.5-point favorites in that one. That's a terrible loss. They lost to the Brooklyn Nets, 113-105 at home. And then they lost to the Charlotte Hornets, who I like later in this podcast. I'll talk about taking the Hornets versus the Trailblazers. Hornets are an awesome team. So Atlanta's lost some tough home games, and I think this is a get-right spot against a Denver team that did thump Atlanta in their first meeting, 105-96 on November 12th. So it's a bit of a revenge spot and a get-right spot for Atlanta. And Denver actually has a minus differential in rebounds per game, and they're terrible. Got a terrible defensive effective field goal shooting percentage versus an Atlanta team that shoots the ball really well. So let's take the Hawks -3.5 here. The next game I like is the Warriors visiting the Boston Celtics. It's the first primetime game on ESPN. I'm taking the Celtics +3.5 currently. Both teams are missing key players in the due to the NBA's health and safety protocol, the COVID protocol. Golden State Warriors are missing Jordan Poole, who's their third leading scorer. And Boston Celtics are missing Grant Williams and Al Horford, both of which were recently, as of this morning, thrown on the NBA COVID list. But Jordan Poole's, you know, been a really key scorer and player for Golden State's offense. And, you know, without its third leading scorer in Boston, getting a little healthier with Jaylen Brown coming back after missing five games with a hamstring injury and last playing Monday. So, you know, they're well rested. Granted, they are missing a couple key pieces, but they've also won five straight. The Boston Celtics have beaten Golden State Warriors in five straight, and they're 4-1 against the number in those five games. In fact, Celtics beat the Warriors twice last season with Steph Curry playing well. He averaged 42.5 points per game on 77.8% true shooting in those two matchups. And the Warriors also had Draymond Green and Wiggins in those games. So it's granted the Warriors are playing a lot better this year than they were last year, but it's the same starting five for the most part for the Warriors going against the Celtics. So I think the previous or the recent head-to-head history is applicable in this situation. Plus, Boston plays the second highest volume of ISO ball, and Golden State Warriors actually have the second worst defensive efficiency versus ISO ball. So I think Tatum actually plays very well against Andrew Wiggins, and I think he's gonna smoke Andrew Wiggins again tonight. And Jaylen Brown versus Damian Lee, who I think is gonna be his matchup for most of the game, is definitely an advantage for Boston. So I'm taking the Boston Celtics +3.5 in this spot. The next game I'm going with. Looking at here is the Milwaukee Bucks visiting the New Orleans Pelicans. It's an 8:00 Eastern Standard tip-off. The Bucks are favorite 2.5. Total is 218.5. I'm going with the another home dog here. I'm going with the Pelicans plus 2.5. I think New Orleans' absurd 113-110 win over the Oklahoma City Thunder Wednesday could be like a momentum builder. Just Google it or look it up on social media to see the ending if you haven't seen it or don't know what I'm talking about already. But it was crazy. And in New Orleans, full health. And Milwaukee's got a lengthy injury report. They're going to have no Giannis, no Bobby Portis, both of which on the NBA's COVID list. NBA and NFL been hit hard by COVID here in this winter season. Hopefully they get healthy and get back in there soon, but they're not going to be playing for the Bucks against the Pelicans tonight. And also the Pelicans, or the Bucks, are still missing Brooke Lopez and Dante DiVincenzo. So, they're not going to have really any rim protection, you know, with Bobby Portis, Giannis, Lopez out. In fact, they're going to be starting DeMarcus Cousins. So Jonas Valanciunas, the big for the Pelicans, should feast in this matchup. In fact, I mean, I'd be very surprised if Milwaukee's defense doesn't suffer majorly. There's heavy money coming in on the over because I'm assuming the sharps or just the market figures this is going to be a higher scoring game with the Bucks missing their, you know, several key defensive pieces, including Giannis. So New Orleans is fully healthy. Like I said, they're a better rebounding team as it is, and Milwaukee is missing mad size. New Orleans is 10th in second chance points per game. They're 5th in points per miss on putbacks, and they're around top 10 in frequency of attacking the basket. So also, this is a pros versus Joes game with the pros favoring the New Orleans Pelicans and the Joes favoring the Milwaukee Bucks. At least according to pregame.com, there's more cash on the Pelicans, more tickets or more bets have been placed on the Bucks. Typically in sports betting, you want to follow the money, especially when it's opposite to the public. So this is a spot we can get in here, and Pelicans being the sharp play is definitely worth a look here, and I'm it's just adding to the factors in which and as to why I'm betting the Pelicans plus 2.5 here. But the next game that we're going to look at will be the Los Angeles Lakers visiting the Minnesota Timberwolves. This is the second primetime game on ESPN, 10 o'clock Eastern Standard tip-off. The Minnesota Timberwolves are laying 2.5 points, or favorite 2.5 points. The total is 221.5. I'm taking the Timberwolves minus 2.5. Is this my fifth straight home team? It is. The Lakeshore has been ruined by COVID. They got Russell Westbrook, Taylor Horton Tucker, Avery Bradley, and Dwight Howard all out with COVID. And surprisingly enough, Minnesota's starting five is the best in the NBA, at least according to cleaningtheglass.com. Their current starting five, which is, hold on, let me pull it up right now, Carl Anthony Towns, Vanderbilt, Anthony Edwards, D'Angelo Russell, and Patrick Beverley are 100th in the 100th percentile efficiency differential with a minimum of 100 possessions, and that grades out to or equals plus 52.7 points per 100 possessions. So they're killing it. Anthony Edwards as well has played pretty well versus LeBron in their careers, or excuse me, in his career. This is second year in the league. But LeBron's got a slight edge on him in points per game, 24.3 to 24.0. But Edwards was awful in his first game versus LeBron and averaged 28.5 points on 47.5% shooting in his last two. So Anthony Edwards played really well, hit a career-high 10 three-pointers the other night against the Denver Nuggets. So he's coming in here shooting pretty hot, playing a primetime game against the Los Angeles Lakers. We know LeBron gets up for these spots, but I think Anthony Edwards didn't get up for this game as well. Minnesota's actually also hit by sharp money overnight. They steamed up from a one-point dog to a 2.5-point current favorite. So we are getting the worst of it. That stinks, but still like the Timberwolves minus 2.5 here. And the final game I have here on my sheet is my bet slip is the Charlotte Hornets visiting the Trailblazers. I'm going to take the Charlotte Hornets. I'll just grab the plus 1.5. LaMelo is back from COVID. And LaMelo leads the Hornets in points per game at 20 points per game, assists per game at 8.3, and rebounds per game at 7.7. So The Hornets get their leader back, but they're a pretty stacked team. They have offensive versatility. They have 6 double-digit point-per-game scorers, 4 averaging at least 17.5 points per game, whereas the Blazers are all Damian Lillard, especially with CJ McCollum sidelined. Sideline with his lung injury or chest injury. Charlotte also thumped Portland earlier this year, 125-113, with both teams at full health. And Charlotte is 3rd in offensive effective field goal shooting, whereas Portland is dead last in defensive effective field goal shooting. So the Hornets should be able to get whatever they want against the Trailblazers, and really the Trailblazers' only answer is Damian Lillard going off. So I'm going to take the Hornets plus 1.5 in the spot. That's it. That's your Bet Slippin' Daily NBA show. Hopefully, I can rebound and finish this week on a positive, strong note. Whether you fade or follow me, good luck on your bets. Show me some love on social media and Apple Podcasts, if you could be so kind. Best of luck and take care.
Thought I'd see if anybody wants to play some round ball.
You're listening to the Bet Slippin' Podcast's Daily NBA Show, featuring Jeff Clark from USA Today Sportsbook Wire.